This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Janine Winslow, the CEO and co-founder of Chameleon Biosciences, a biotechnology company focused on safer, more effective gene therapies. Chameleon's patent-pending Evader platform is helping to make it possible to treat people who previously could not be treated with gene therapy, especially children with genetic diseases such as severe hemophilia B. And Janine, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, Janine, and thanks for your time. So obviously, viruses are on everyone's mind right now, unfortunately. The truth is that while viruses can be deadly, such as in the case of COVID-19, gene therapy actually uses viruses as treatment vehicles for genetic diseases. Can you, if you could, explain what it is about viruses that make them ideal for treating genetic diseases?
What makes them very useful, if you think about a virus and what it does, it's basically a shuttle, a delivery tool, and it delivers its DNA or RNA, that's a different kind of nucleic acid, into cells that it's infecting, and that's what it does for a living. And it's evolved, different viruses have evolved to do that very, very well. And so what we do is utilize this skill or this talent that viruses have for delivering DNA. And we take a virus, we gut it and engineer it so that it's a shell, if you will. And we fill the shell with a DNA, a piece of DNA that we know is defective and can cause, well, we fill it with the correct version of the DNA and use it to treat patients who have a defective version of their own gene. And so what we can do is utilize the virus then to act as a shuttle to very efficiently get the corrected version of a gene into patient cells. So we don't just treat the symptoms of the disease, we treat the root cause. For example, hemophilia is a very well-known genetic disease, and normally we patients with hemophilia infuse clotting factors. Their blood won't clot. We have shown in clinical trials that we can deliver the correct version of this clotting factor, and essentially the patients no longer need to receive the infusions of the drugs that they were taking to keep them alive, basically.
Yeah, certainly a great place to kick things off here today. Some good information to lead into this conversation. Now, as I understand it, Chameleon's work focuses on treatments for people who can't be treated with conventional gene therapies. Why is it that some people, especially children, are untreatable?
This gets to the type of virus that we've chosen to use for our gene therapies and the biology of how it works. This particular type of virus, it's called adeno-associated virus, or AAV, was chosen because it's very safe. It doesn't cause a disease. Actually, when people have it, they don't know it. And then it, you know, their immune systems kick in and then the virus goes away. So also because of the biology of this virus, once it infects a cell, as that cell grows or divides, the DNA that it's delivered gets diluted out over time. So you can imagine when we're treating children whose organs are growing rapidly, that the positive effect from the gene therapy treatment, the good copies of the gene, would get diluted out over time and the patients would lose the correction of their disease.
Now, Janine, going into detail, back to COVID-19 again, the vaccines so many of us are getting are designed to prime our immune systems to help us detect and fight COVID-19. Chameleon's work sounds like the opposite goal. to help viruses get past a person's immune system multiple times. Talk about the science in that and where did the idea come from? That is very interesting.
So it has its roots, scientific roots, back to my graduate work in Dr. James P. Allison's lab. And 2018, he actually ended up winning a Nobel Prize for this work. And basically, what the molecules that he worked on, we discovered that tumors start putting these molecules on their surface to teach, if you will, a patient's immune system to not respond to the tumor. That's part of the reason that tumors are so difficult to treat. And so the tumors basically camouflage themselves with these molecules, and then the host's immune system sees that as a signal to not attack. In that case, it's a tumor. So we just learned from nature, took what tumors do so effectively, and applied that to our engineered viruses. We've basically used similar molecules that the tumors use and camouflaged our virus with them. And so when we give our virus to a patient, the camouflage tells the patient's immune system not to respond. Otherwise, we can only provide one dose of a gene therapy because the immune system responds, and any doses after that are wiped out by the immune system.
Well, we certainly appreciate all you're doing for joining us here today. Certainly some interesting and insightful information today. We're speaking with Janine Winslow, CEO and co-founder of Chameleon Biosciences, a biotechnology company focused on safer, more effective gene therapies, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, at Chameleon, also, you've developed an innovation called Evader. Explain in simplified terms what Evader does to get around the issues you just described earlier.
Sure. Normally, the virus that we use, we've made it a good virus, but our patient's immune system see it as a bad virus. They don't know that there's something good inside it. And so what we've done is camouflaged the virus that basically sends it, that coded it with these proteins, as I mentioned, and these proteins send a signal to patients' immune systems to not respond, to tell it that this is a good virus, don't wipe it out. And that's what our Evader platform describes, is just that, camouflaging our product so that our patients' immune systems don't attack it.
Now, obviously, getting to market for something like Evader is something that takes a lot of time and testing and funding. Tell us where Chameleon is in the process with that.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head when you said that it takes a lot of funding to develop drugs. We are very early stage, so we are just finishing our proof of concept work, and we will be launching efforts in the next January to start to work on getting a product, a clinical grade product, to do a clinical trial with and see if we can actually help patients with it.
Certainly some promising news on that front and not too far into the distant future on that. Lastly, a final question as a tip for our listeners. You've worked for many different groups as a scientist, and now you run your own company. To all the managers and leaders out there, what is it that you would say scientists need in the workplace to be able to do their best work?
That's a really good question. What I have found is that scientists need they, of course, need the equipment and reagents and things to do their work, but they also do much better and, in fact, I think thrive in environments where they're kept up to date on what's going on as much as possible, and also are shown that they're valued and appreciated and given a voice. I think that's, you know, every employee helps a company do what it needs to do and helps to make drugs to save the lives of children. And even down to people that empty the trash and sweep the floors, we can't develop drugs with trash building up. everybody is important, not just certain levels.
Again, Janine, we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on behalf of Chameleon Biosciences and for all you're doing in the space. Hopefully we can catch up with you again in the future with an update. Where can listeners get all the details on Chameleon Biosciences? And if they needed to be in touch, I'm assuming the website would also take care of that as well.
We've got a website, www.chameleonbiosci.com.
And that certainly works. And of course, as always, listeners, we'll leave the link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Janine, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Janine Winslow, the CEO and co-founder of Chameleon Biosciences, a biotechnology company focused on safer, more effective gene therapies. And for all the details, visit chameleonbiosci.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.